The first and fourth movements of the Brahms G minor piano quartet.
Thank you.
Live from our studio, that was the first of two movements that we get to enjoy of the Brahms G minor piano quartet, played by the group from Eastern Washington University who call themselves the Brahmas. And now I'm purposely giving them just a moment to kind of digest, and giving us listeners a moment to digest what we just encountered in that first movement. There's two more movements in between that Brahms wrote, and then the utter joy of the Hungarian-inspired rondo, which concludes it. So now we're back to our studio and the conclusion of this Brahms piano quartet. Thank you. Live from our studio, the Brahmas, a group from Eastern Washington University, a piano quartet from Eastern Washington University, playing for us the first and last movements of the Brahms piano, of the Brahms piano quartet in G minor. And so that was performance. Ethan Side is the violinist, James Marshall the violist, Tim Gale the cellist, and Christian Garcia is the pianist. I actually want Christian to, I only got a minute, so let's get Christian in here to talk to us for just a moment. And they're on their way to a competition, a Music Teachers National Association competition in Seattle this weekend, and then that's one of those cumulative things, and if they win that, they go on to a regional international, etc. Christian, I only got a minute here, but I just want to spend a little time with you. Amazing people of all of you and all of the things we could find out about you. But specifically, you you and the piano, but just in the last week or two, talk about three or four or five different things other than this that you've been doing as a musician.
Well,
there's a bunch.
Well, out of school, I was a piano piano companies for the Coeur d'Alene Opera for mm-hmm. the Carmen production, mm-hmm. and then I help at the Spokane Children's Theater for a musical production mm-hmm. during almost 2 months, mm-hmm. and on top of that, mm-hmm. I've been working with the chamber group. So yeah.
And what were you doing this weekend?
What?
Weren't you playing singing in the chorus this
oh,
weekend?
Oh, yeah, I was singing with the with the Eastern Washington and the Spokane Chorale.
And yeah, and then you work a lot with singers at EWU, right?
Don't I you do. Too? I yeah. collaborate with singers. I collaborate with the opera workshop. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a production that will be premiered like in 2 weeks at Eastern.
Okay, so just a few of the things that Christian Garcia does. John Marshall is in here, the cellist, who is the teacher of Tim Gale and also the conductor of the EWU Orchestra. You have a concert coming up here in a week or two, don't you?
Right, the Eastern Washington University Orchestra is playing a concert on November 20th. That's a Monday night, 7:30.
Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks from tonight.
2 weeks, right.
Okay, and what sort of approach are you taking?
We're doing a set of tangos for mm-hmm. orchestra, and then we're doing a Vivaldi double concerto with Julia Salerno and Sarah Whitney. Sarah Whitney is a violinist with the Sybarite Five Ensemble. And
what's the Sybarite Five Ensemble?
Sybarite Five is a contemporary music ensemble from New York. They're playing a lot of mostly new music based out of New York, travel all around the world, and so she will be joining Julia for the double concerto.
That's great. Now, is there a particular relationship why she happens to be here for that?
They have been best friends, Sarah and Julia, since I think undergrad school.
Yeah, so that's been going on there.
And then we're ending the concert with what I believe is maybe the greatest work for string orchestra, Tchaikovsky's Serenade.
Oh, the Serenade for Strings, yeah, which is so that's EWU Orchestra 2 weeks from tonight. And then we only have about a few seconds to say that you and your wife, Lynn, as the bassoon and cello duo, we're doing things like suspending Lynn like a spider. talk about your crazy videos you've been making.
Yes, this fall we did make two videos out of two tracks from our second CD, Take Five, the jazz standard, and then also Purple Haze. So you can go see either of those if you go to YouTube and just put in our group name, Paradox, and then the songs, Take Five or Purple Haze.
And I think that was done with a lot of help from Don Hamilton, among others.
Very much a lot of help at Hamilton Studios.
And he loves to show off his prowess and his toys, doesn't he?
And he did a great job. It was fantastic. Great.
So just a few of the many things coming to us from our state university, 20 miles to the west, and in the famous line, it's farther from Spokane to Cheney than it is from Cheney to Spokane, so don't be afraid to take the trip out there to hear concerts at Eastern Washington University. Thank you to everybody who's been here today.